Hey everyone, and welcome back. You ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Great. Well, strap in, because today we're looking at the Blackburn Trades Council Club.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we've got something really special to help us with this one. Excerpts from a book.
No way.
Yeah. And get this, it's written by a former club member.
Whoa.
Yeah. He was even on the management committee.
That's awesome. What a perspective.
I know, right? We're really getting the inside scoop with this one.
So cool.
Yeah. So, like, imagine this. You're at a club meeting, just chilling, you know?
Yeah.
And then, bam, get elected onto the management committee.
What?
That's what happened to our author back in 1984.
You're kidding?
Nope. That's how he describes it. He says he got shanghaied onto the committee.
Wow. Talk about trial by fire.
Right. It really makes you wonder what the atmosphere was like at this club.
I know, right? Sounds lively.
For sure. And, you know, these committees were such a big part of how these clubs functioned.
Yeah, totally. It's all about community participation, right? Keeping things running, making decisions.
Absolutely. And speaking of community.
Yeah.
This club clearly meant a lot to its members.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah. There's this real sense of loss in the author's words.
Makes sense.
It closed down in 1993, after being around for 13 years.
That's always hard.
You know, it really makes you think about how important these spaces were for working people back then.
For sure. They were like a social lifeline for so many people.
I bet. Like a place to unwind after a long day, you know?
Absolutely. Share stories, have a laugh, connect with people who understand your world.
Exactly. And for the labor movement especially, I imagine it was a real source of solidarity.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, finding that shared purpose outside of work.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. Our author describes writing this book as a real slog.
Really?
Yeah, but he also says he just had to do it.
Wow.
Like it was his duty to preserve the memory of the club.
That's powerful.
I know, right? It's a good reminder that these firsthand accounts are so valuable. Totally. They give us a glimpse into the heart and soul of a place.
You know, speaking of heart and soul, the author keeps mentioning the people.
The people who made the club what it was.
Yeah. He calls them great people. But he also acknowledges that he couldn't include everyone in the book.
Oh, I see.
And there's this real sense of regret there, you know?
Yeah.
Like he wishes he could have captured everyone's story.
It's tough, right? It's impossible to get everyone's voice in.
It is. But, you know, I appreciate his honesty about it.
Me too. It's a reminder that every story is just a snapshot.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what other stories are out there just waiting to be told.
Exactly. And, you know, there's another thing that stands out about this book.
Oh, what's that?
The author really wanted to make this book fun to read.
Interesting.
He talks about how he didn't want it to be like those dry history books, you know?
Makes sense. Those can be a snooze fest.
Right. And our author, he's super proud of his hometown, Blackburn.
I can tell.
He wanted to showcase the humor and the heart of the club, the vibrant life that was there.
Ah, I get it. He wanted to capture the essence of what made this club so special.
Exactly. And, you know, that's something we should all remember.
What's that?
History doesn't have to be boring.
True, true.
When you add in personality, humor, those human touches, it just comes alive.
It really does.
It makes you want to keep reading and learning more.
Totally. So I guess the big takeaway here is that this book isn't just about a building that closed down.
Right.
It's about a community, a way of life, the pulse of the Blackburn Trades Council Club, and its people.
Absolutely. And, you know, it makes you wonder.
What's that?
What was it really like to be a part of something like that?
Yeah.
How did these clubs shape people's lives?
I wonder.
What's changed since then? How do we connect with our communities today?
That's a good question. Yeah.
It's like we've opened a door to a hidden world, you know?
I know what you mean.
A world full of stories and characters just waiting to be discovered.
Exactly. Who knows what else we might find in this book?
Maybe a tale about that infamous election that landed our author on the committee.
Or the shenanigans that went down in the club.
So much to uncover.
You know, if you're even a little bit intrigued, I highly recommend checking out this book.
Agreed.
It's a fascinating glimpse into a world that, while gone, clearly left a lasting impact.
A world worth remembering.
Happy reading, everyone.
Enjoy.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Bye for now.